calendar or not to calendar. This is Listed Daily Shorts with Mathematical Metrics for Pedagogical Engineering. So, when I Googled calendar, in 0.45 seconds, I had over 3 billion results. Most hot topics rarely get more than a couple of thousands, much less a million, and yet calendar got over 3 billion. Obviously, it must be important. Let us think about the complexity of the calendar. We have 7 days in a week, 4.3 weeks in a month, 12 months in a year. Okay, so right there's 3 different mathematical systems combined into one that have no correlation to a hundreds chart. Then there are days of the week and the names of the months. Oh, and don't forget that the months, well, you know, they don't always have the same number of days. So in the past, daily calendaring routines during which children recite daily days of the week, chant a sentence about the weather, and take turns locating the date on a large calendar can take up prime instructional real estate time. Those precious morning minutes when children are fresh and ready for a new day. Learners who've been doing calendaring time daily for months still shout out every potential answer when they are asked, "What is today?" Well, Binky Ostra in Kants describes a teacher wondering why, after 5 months of calendaring time, her children still are not sure of what day it's going to be when they get home later that afternoon, or what day it will be tomorrow. Some children put their heads in their hands and poke their neighbors while their other classmates march through the daily routine. Barnes argues that children do not develop an understanding of time when they recite sentences about the date and the weather and watch the teacher point to a calendar and chart. Mathematical addresses in calendaring time rarely seem to match up and in sync with the needs of the children. Etheridge and King believe that the script that teachers use do not lead to the understanding of the concepts that they are trying to teach. In calendaring time, working today, is it working today or is it not? That is what is working for the students' benefits. Could there be a better way? Let us think about what are possible activities that might be occurring during traditional calendar time. Keeping track of how many days we have been in school, possibly using a hundreds chart. A weather pictorial, noting what it looks like outside. A tally chart, keeping track of the days of the month. A temperature graph or a large reproduction of a thermometer. Concrete models could also be used to incorporate things like, well, place value. Cans that are marked with hundreds, tens, and ones, which contain bundles of straws corresponding to the number of days. Well, Wright argues that the attempt to teaching place value is not best practice. That best practice research shows that mental math strategies of addition lay the conceptual place value foundation that is more appropriate for early grade levels. The pedagogy of calendar time is most commonly delivered in watching. In order to learn mathematics, children must do mathematics. Yet calendar time requires most children in the room to sit silently and look on as one child counts straws, extends patterns, and writes numerals while all the other wait for their turn of the month. This particularly is troubling in pre-kinder and kindergartners, where many children have a great need of an opportunity to begin to build one-to-one correspondence and cardinality, which can't be accomplished by counting from a distance. Second grade students would probably most benefit from a chance to solve a problem themselves, rather than watch their classmates engage in a routine exercise. Calendar time, as we relate to earlier, can cost most appropriate mathematical opportunities. Today, children are asked to engage in serious mathematical work like composing and decomposing numbers, exploring mental addition and subtraction, finding relationships among 2- and 3-digit shapes, reasoning, and critiquing arguments. Typical calendar routines offer few opportunities for children to engage in significant mathematical learning. Even push towards mathematics that is not appropriate for them yet. There might be a discussion of place value, as we talked about earlier, before children are even ready or as fluent counters, much less a significant and a generalized task such as memorizing the days of the week. Here's also a consideration. Calendar does not appear in the Texas State Math Standards. I spoke with a colleague of mine who's a social studies coordinator, and together we reviewed the social studies standards. In Kinder, there's vocabulary related to time, such as before, after, next, first, last, yesterday, and tomorrow. In first grade standards, there are several tasks that involve understanding a calendar. They include distinguishing among past, present, and future, describing the measures of a calendar time by days, weeks, months, and years, and creating a calendar and simple timelines. Based on this, it might be more appropriate for calendar time to be a part of social studies, as it actually falls in that content area. Maybe we need to be a bit more selective and purposeful in our use of calendar time and the time it takes in our day. We might be giving consideration to the activities like others, things like mental math or number talks or problem solving through cognitive guided instruction or exploring engaging materials to encourage counting patterns and shape exploration. One might incorporate challenging students to simply adding digits for yesterday and today as appropriate for their development. The common thread is to encourage every child to be actively engaged with mathematics that is both important and relevant, and therein dovetailing with the process standard expectations, highlighting the importance of making and exploring, conjecturing, and using concrete representation to construct arguments, asking clarifying questions, and communicating. Now remember, it was over 3 billion results on the calendar search, and our students need to know their calendar. We need to evaluate, though, our pedagogical practice. When is it best time to teach calendaring? Is it best to use their time in math class? What is every student doing during this time? Can it be made more powerful learning experience? Reflect, revisit, and revise. When and how will you incorporate calendaring? This is Lista Daly Schwartz for Mathematical Medits for Pedagogical Engineering.